Welcome, everybody, to The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. Hey, I'm Neighbor Paul in for Michael Horn today.
We are so fortunate to have you, Neighbor Paul. And we miss Mike. We miss Jen. But to have you here, it just really puts a mediocre stamp on the show.
I'm always glad to bring a level of mediocrity to the program. Fred, that is the highest compliment I received all day today.
Thanks so very much. Now, we have some stuff to get into. We're only with you an hour. It just goes by so fast anyway. But there's lots of stuff going on. The NFL started. Baseball is winding down into its 20 games left, I think it is. 18, 19, 20 games left. And then everybody starts to jockey their rosters and try to figure out who's pitching left-handed or right-handed, whatever the hell's going on. And then we have some fan mail stuff here that asks me some questions. And it's football season. So normally, you know, in the past, we haven't had a football team, Neighbor Paul. And now that we have one, a lot of people, it's been 1 week and everybody's coming out of the woodwork, you know, to criticize and to have their two cents, which is what, you know, having a team is all about, you know. That's the reason you have a team, so you can complain.
Well, of course, you are the Sultan of Safety.
Yes, I am.
You are number 89.
I am the Sultan, and I will remain to be so until someone breaks that record, which I doubt very seriously they will. But what is going on today is a couple of things. A friend of mine called me and said, "Hey, where's Mr. Goff? You know, the number one draft choice they gave up three number one draft choices for." And the conversation, and we'll come back, we'll finish this. But the conversation was that. How can you spend and jeopardize the future of the franchise on a player that's not going to contribute the first year? And according to many people, it's going to take him a couple of years to actually get to pay that decision to draft him. But we'll get into that when we come back. Plus a lot of other stuff. There's Dodger baseball. There's there's some stuff here on the concussion issue and someone's genius idea about how to make the concussion system go away by reinventing helmets. So we'll be back with you in just one moment. Hang in there. Neighbor Paul's in the house.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. you can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
We now return to the sports show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn.
Thanks very much, neighbor Paul. As you folks, our great listeners, our loyal listeners can tell, Mike Horn is not here. He's in Hawaii at a family gathering over there. And I called him the other day just to see if he had was brave enough to take that shark wrestling class they have over there. You know, they have a big tiger shark problem over there, you know, off the Big Island. Yeah, okay. They do. They have a big, you know, paddlers are being harassed and intimidated like you can't believe over there. And nobody knows anything about this except for the regulars. So I told them, when you're over there, you know, check it out and paddle out there.
The last time I
told him to paddle out, he said, oh, wait a minute. You think I should paddle out there? I said, yeah, so you can get a firsthand look. So when you come back, you can report in, the good news.
Nothing like getting up close and personal.
Exactly. Now, listen, the Rams played this last weekend, Monday night, the 49ers. They were the second game of a double bill. It was pretty uneventful. Many are now, it's really hilarious. You know, I said this a long time ago. Someone asked me, hey, Fred, what do you think about the Rams coming back, after 22 years? And I said, well, first of all, I have many thoughts. Most of them are good. Most of them are positive. You don't want to be negative. I don't think there's any reason to be negative. But one of the things that I felt was immediately when they said the announcement was made, yes, we're actually making the move back to L.A. where we should have never left, but we did. And that is having the team come back. What do I think of it? Well, I think for the overview, it's good. And in some cases, I think it's a great thing for the city and for the fans and to reintroduce. Remember, they've been gone 22 years. So there's a lot of people who are 30 years and younger who have no idea the Rams are ever here.
It's generated a lot of excitement.
Yes, it has. So it's the girlfriend coming back after saying, "See you later, you toad. I never loved you. I'll see ya." And then deciding 22 years later to show back up. And a friend of yours comes over and knocks on the door and says, hey, Fred, Betty Sue's back. She's been gone for 22 years, and she wants to see you. And so I think of it as, well, wait a minute. A lot of time's gone by. When she left, I was crazy in love. And I cared that she left. And I was hurt for a long time. But 22 years later, I've kind of moved on, I guess. And now here she is. She's back. What do I think about that? And so for me personally, I have to kind of think about what does it mean? And as the time has gone on, you know, certainly up until the last Monday night game, I've thought that, well, this will be good. I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be great. But then when they go out and play so poorly and they make a huge move in the draft this last year, where they give up three number one draft choices, which is ostensibly a huge hole in the future of their team. So they give up that to move up to get the number one draft choice, which is Jared Goff, right? Is that right?
It's gunslinger, this quarterback of renown.
So for that effort, for that decision, don't you think, this was asked of me, don't you think that guy should be contributing right away?
There is a very high degree of expectation.
Yeah, I and so what I have gathered, and you know, we're here midweek. What I've gathered is that he's not going to play this year. And there was a quote here, and I'm pulling this up in my notes. You know, the first overall pick of the 2016 draft, Jared Goff, was inactive on Monday night. Right?
Yeah, did not get any playing time whatsoever.
What's interesting about it is we have a fan, we have someone here who's paying attention, and they say, isn't it sad? The sad outings for the Rams I question Jeff Fisher's decision not to replace Case Keenum at the half with Jared Goff. Right? It was. They got shut out 28-0.
They were blown
so
out.
People are now saying, why not change the quarterback? Get Case Keenum, who's the starter, get him out and put the new rookie in.
Didn't get the job done.
Well, he's not going to see the light of day, I think, folks. They're not going to put this guy in and introduce him into the quarterback position that way. He's not a guy out of the bullpen who comes in and pitches the fourth inning because the guy got shelled. Or you're not generating offense, or you know you decided to replace somebody. You're not going to use Jared Goff in that fashion. They're going to let his development solidify the decision to say, okay, he's now our starting quarterback, and give him the position from the very jump, very get-go, and let him go into a training camp, let him go into preseason games and into the regular season, and give him some people around him. Many people say that one of the reasons that they don't want to play him is because they really don't have any receivers, you know. So they'd rather let Case Keenum try to figure that out. He's got a little bit more experience. So they're going to give him the opportunity to work out the offense with probably not so good or not so accomplished wide receivers. So what they are doing, in fact, regardless of how the season opens up, and it didn't open up very well, regardless of how it develops, regardless of how they push down the road, how they look, whatever's going on, I don't believe you're going to see Jared Goff playing a lot of football at the quarterback position this year. The one thing they can't afford is to have him take a look around at all the quarterbacks going down. They can't afford to have him get a concussion, break his toe, do anything that now shakes him and his confidence. So Jared Goff is not going to be playing a lot of quarterback this year. It's Case Keenum, and it's going to be an offense that is going to have to struggle to score points, apparently. If you can't throw the ball down the field, Todd Gurley's got to have a long season because they'll just stack up at the line of scrimmage.
You got to be able to have that long bomb threat.
I hate to use the cliche, but you have to stretch the defense, as they say. You have to be able to keep the safeties from creeping up to the line of scrimmage.
You've got to have some kind of guessing mystery in the works.
That's exactly correct. So as far as the Rams are going, they are 0-1. Let's hope they get to be 1-1. I think they're playing Seattle at home in their home opener. Another fan emailed me and sent me a fan mail and said, Are you veteran players? Are you guys going to be going to the games and stuff? In other words, have the Rams contacted you?
I've noticed that there have been a lot of the veteran. There's a veteran contingent of former LA Rams that seem to be kind of involved in the excitement.
In various things, you know. I mean, I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, look, we're, you know, at the right time, we're going to bring all of our ex-LA Ram Hall of Fame guys in and introduce them and have a, you know, buffet for them. And then later on, they'll find something to do to bring in all the available alumni and say, here's the ex-LA Ram guys, and aren't they great? And so I think that's what's going to happen. There are things that I will probably be doing with the organization, hopefully with the RAM Foundation. It has to do with the city involvement, you know. So that could happen. That could work ourselves. We could work ourselves into that situation later on. Don't know how this thing's going to work out. The most important thing is this team finding itself and winning some football games, and how the alumni, how I, Fred Dreyer, and everybody else works into the equation will remain to be seen. But when we get back, we'll talk some more Rams for a little bit, and then we'll get into baseball. So don't go away, folks.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well-positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
And we're back with you on The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. And, of course, I'm neighbor Paul in for Michael Horn.
So great to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. We only hear 1 hour a week, and we're working, as I say, I always say, I always qualify this production by saying we're in the process of expanding the show, and we are. How that gets done is by hook and crook. We do little baby steps and then take a couple of giant steps. We've been over the last several months in the process of moving. We finally moved. We've been here about 3-4 weeks now, and it's really working out nicely, and we're in the process of working on the business side of the thing of, you know, hooking up, trying to, as we add hours to the schedule like 1 hour a day, maybe 2 hours a day, 10 hours a week, 5 hours a week, whatever that works out to be. There also has to be an advertising element to that too as well. So, and before we start expanding the show, we need to have we need to gather advertising and expand along with the expansion of advertising.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's actually even been some conversation about doing the show from a venue before a live crowd.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's exciting. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So it takes a long time to – the infrastructure takes a long time to put together. And then when you unfold it, you have the greatest opportunity for success if you do it right and take your time. So that's what we're doing. There's another thing here. I mentioned the Rams, the Ram Foundation. They do such a great job. They're very – one thing I found out here in the last couple of things that I was involved in, last week I was in Big Tujunga at the Albertsons Market out there.
Big time supermarket.
For a Ram Foundation get-together, which is, meet and greet, the public. We had a lot of kids out there. It was really great to see.
There's no better place to do it than that, like at a supermarket, because that's where all the people come all throughout.
Well, they're driving in, driving out, and then when they see us, they stop and take photographs. And, there's games there, and there's slides, and there's Ram mascot there taking photographs, and cheerleaders are there.
They really went all out.
Yeah, it was really a nice thing. They're really doing a great effort, and I think it's really smart to do because, in reading about all what's going on.
Well, it kind of supports the wholesome atmosphere, the wholesome side of the sportsmanship and the good conduct. And, of course, players such as yourself, you come with a reputation that's totally stellar, that's unblemished, if you will.
Yes.
By, some of the, let's say, the lures of today.
I'll say something. We always hear these horror stories, not always, but often you hear stories of players being not so available and they don't interact with the fans and the community the way maybe they probably should. But that's a very rare occasion. I played in that league for 13 years, and I never played with a bunch of jerks. I never played with people who ignored people. I never played with people who were, took advantage of their situation, of their stardom or their celebrity, and, just pushed through, showed up to get an appearance fee and didn't give back the best they could, We always, when we were with the Rams from 72 to 81, we had a great group of people, and we policed ourselves. Not that you needed to, because there was never any reason for us to, face one another and say, hey, your behavior's out of line, because it wasn't out of line. We always showed up and had a great time. This last week, I showed up at a Ram kickoff luncheon for the presented by the Ram Foundation, and Dennis Hera, my old teammate, was there. And there were, Mike Lansford, the punter, who was just after me. In the mid late 80s, and so there were some ex players there, and we had this conversation. About it's great to see you, and great to be back together with everybody. And at the same time, we mentioned the fact that it's such a, now that all this time has passed, it's such a great opportunity to actually show up and really pay attention to the people who are for you. I sat at a table with some business people, and the genuine love of the Rams and the great conversations that we had about memories about where they were, one guy said, I was in the end zone when you recorded the two safeties in 1973. So I said, really? Well, I said, tell me about that. What was your experience? And he says, I was maybe about 20. I was in the east end zone. This is when they moved the Coliseum field toward the tunnel and put in bleachers. And that way they kind of cut off the peristyle end, because it was so far away. People wouldn't, if there was big games, I know a couple of Oakland games, we had like 85,000. They take the bleachers out and move the field down and to accommodate all the people, you know. But so he was telling me about he and his girlfriend and some friends that they were with sitting in the end zone, and he started out the day by saying, "Well, gee, we can't see very much, can we?" Well, that day, everything, those two safeties happened right in front of him, you know. And so to hear people recount their memories is all a part of the happiness of the Rams returning. You know, now all of those memories that people had mean something. They're just not locked away, you know, like they were before. They actually have, the Rams are back, so it gives them a reason to go through their closet of memories and dig all that stuff out again, you know?
You know, I don't believe, at least I don't intend to take anything away from the talent of today's players. I think physically they possess a similar level of talent as the players.
Oh, they're through the roof, these players.
But I do say, and I'm going to say it with a degree of criticism, I'm sure, by some, but they don't seem to have the star power that the players of yesteryear, of just going back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, and I do agree. I remember as a kid listening to the radio and reading about and hearing about the Yankees and all the great teams from back east. This is before the Dodgers got here in 58. So I was 12 in 1958. So we only had SC, UCLA, and the Rams here. The Lakers weren't here. Dodgers were here. Angels weren't here. So all of my memories are locked away, thinking about listening to the stories of the Yankees, and hearing about players made them greater in my mind, made them more iconic in my mind than seeing them every day.
They were larger than life.
They were larger than life, and so today, what you get with, you know, the explosion of television, you get a watering down of the excitement of how iconic these players are. You know, when you hear about Willie Mays, and when you hear about, you know, then when the Dodgers showed up in 58. You went crazy because you were now going to see them on TV. You were not going to go to the Coliseum and see them at the Coliseum. You were now all of those memories that you dreamed about the iconic teams and about the Yankees and about the 60, you know, the 1958, 59. Yankees and the Dodgers. I remember the 57 World Series, the Braves and the Yankees. Dodgers weren't here yet. You know, then 58, the Braves were in the World Series again. Then the Dodgers showed up. Then it was the Dodgers and the White Sox in 59. And so all of those, suddenly, all of those memories were literally playing out in my backyard. And so the imagery, what I remembered most of all as I grew up, and there are some that say, "I haven't grown up, Paul."
Well, the mold had been cast.
But that's not you. But you. Okay. That's not you. But what I
the tradition you followed in the tradition.
Yeah, I follow, what I did is I of course want to go see my heroes, but as I got older, I realized the power of imagery was really the bonding element of it. See, a lot of these people here now grow up with, you know, Yankees right down the street. So they grow up, they've always grown up with the Yankees. They've always grown up with the Knicks, and they always grow up with the Lakers. And so all the, what they know about sports and their heroes has been delivered to them through television, delivered through them through going to the games, not imagining or hearing Mickey Mantle at bat in Fenway Park, and imagining your heroes in action as opposed to seeing them. It's like reading a novel, you know. We all, my mother used to tell me, well, they read the novel Gone with the Wind. And the whole idea was, you know, everybody had an idea who should play Rhett Butler, you know, because everybody read the novel and the image of him was great. And then when he came out, when the movie came out and it was
Clark Gable,
people went crazy, you know. But anyway.
Aren't too many Clark Gables anymore.
Oh, boy, there isn't. And when we get back, we'll continue this.
Can we do Colin Kaepernick?
We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and the American flag.
Get ready.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. I'm Neighbor Paul, filling in for Michael Horn today.
And Neighbor Paul, I got to tell you, we always love having you come by and drop in. And you haven't been with us in this capacity in some time now.
I tell you, whenever I get an opportunity to kind of peek my head over the fence and find out what's happening with Fred Dreyer.
Yeah. And we're here and we're in the middle of a discussion about where were we headed? We were headed into Colin Kaepernick and the failure of responsible adults to parent, and that's my topic, and that's what I believe is happening. You've got children acting out. Nobody's saying, there's no law that says you can't air an opinion, have an opinion. But there is a conversation to be had about when you decide to act out.
Yeah, how does this business of football or sports work? What kind of you're playing for the team, and sometimes you can take the team's focus away from the game.
Well, exactly. Why hasn't the owner of the San Francisco 49ers been the first one to go into the locker room and tell Colin Kaepernick, "You do that again, you're fired," or "You do that again, you're going to be fined," or whatever it might be? You see, no one's telling him, not to do it. You're telling him you're not going to do it on my time. This is a football team. This isn't Times Square, where you can go down there and get on a soapbox and shoot your mouth off. This has nothing to do with free speech.
It's kind of an adult conversation that like a teacher would have with a student.
Well, this isn't the time for you to now impose your will on me, my franchise, my fans. People don't pay to see this guy do that. I mean, it's a stupid thing to do. I would tell him, you don't like America and the way blacks are treated in America, and you're going to wait to stand until it's changed, you're going to be sitting down for the rest of your life, because that's not going to change anytime soon, number one.
There's always going to be injustice.
There's always going to be injustice, yeah. And the degree of tolerance that is being shown this guy is nauseating. Somebody has to tell him, not now, dear. Shut up, put your uniform on, and get out there and stand up like the rest of us. If you're not going to, get in your car and drive home. Leave the uniform here and drive home.
I know we've had on this program with you here on the show, we've had Carmen Podolsky on, former San Francisco 49er executive front office.
Yep.
Now, I would guess he would give us his opinion and his take, but I'm not so certain. I'm not so certain that he would actually give us an honest opinion.
Again, this is
people are being very quiet on this whole topic.
Well, this is here's where we're going to go again. Where we're going to go here. This is a race issue. The subject is race. He's not happy with the way blacks are treated in America. Really, name me one country on this planet where blacks are treated better.
That's an interesting
question. Okay. It's clear. It doesn't need to be answered. It's self-evident. The other thing
is, there's opportunity here in the United States.
And by the way, someone should remind him that he's playing a position. There's only 32 of them in the world. He's one of them that's playing quarterback for the 49ers. He's getting a lot of money. He's successful. And he's not there because he's black. He's there because he's a talented kid, and there's value there, and they're paying him for it. But he's now going to say, I'm going to use this position to air my opinions about what I think America is doing to blacks and what cops are doing to blacks and whatever else, whoever else is doing something to blacks in this country. And he can do that anytime he wants. But he should not be doing it at a football game. That's very selfish, very self-centered. And the ownership is frightened to death to parent him. Roger Goodell has failed miserably on several occasions as a leader. What he should be doing is just flying to San Francisco and getting out and holding a press conference with Colin Kaepernick standing next to him, the ownership, head coaches, and everybody else, and saying, this is how you do this. You're not doing this. You're not using this league as a forum for your personal politics. If you're that unhappy, stay home. And by the way, if you're that unhappy, here's what I suggest you do. Take some of that money that you're getting twice a month. Take some of it and go downtown and give it away to people, or put your money where your mouth is. Wait until school's out. Hold a press conference or do whatever you want to do. And have your teammates be with you if you wish. But this crap's got to stop, because because the fan base, you know, this sport, I said this a long time ago, it's government football. And I said this a long time ago. I said it years ago. I was the first to say it because it's gotten bigger and worse and more complicated where it doesn't have to. And it's all because of tolerance, intolerance. It's all because of race. It's all because of the politic of the league wanting to curry the favor of women or lesbians or gays or blacks or whatever the focal point of the politic of the day is. That's what the league now feels as though, you know, the United Way. Let's all get together and root for the United Way.
Now, I would suppose that if the 49ers have anything to be thankful for, is that they ended up, with their season opener against the Los Angeles Rams, and they ended up shutting out the Rams, so they don't have at least the fans back at home to say that there was a distraction that was responsible for the loss.
Well, that's another point, too. You know, way the 49ers get mugged a couple of weeks in a row, and all this crap is going to...
Because each week it seems to steamroll. It's getting bigger. It's not de-escalating.
Well, you got more players now who decided to, you know, geniuses who now decided to say, you know, he's right about that. He's right about what? You know, and none of them can articulate clearly their views and their opinions.
Remember, I think actually, if you want to talk about injustice, I mean, police, I guess it's police abuse or police violence against innocent people. It's kind of at an all-time low.
No, against blacks.
Against blacks. Okay.
That's the issue.
It is. It's kind of at an all-time low.
I don't see any white people protesting, you know, police brutality. I see blacks.
It has seemed to have been.
And here's my point. I'm the first guy to stand up and say, hey, I don't care who you are, what color you are. That's got to stop. But where is it being carried out? All of the Black Lives Matter, that is a politic. You know, you got George Soros and all these money people behind those issues. This is an election year. Race is as hot as it's ever been this time of in the culture of America.
The locker room's got to be as segregated as ever.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. You know, it's
take sides. So
well,
people do take sides.
Well, maybe, but there's 75%. It's a 75% black league, and I will bet you not everybody feels the same way, is okay.
Well, but there's a basketball player, Stephen Curry, he's come out and he's kind of playing both sides of the fence. He came out in support of Colin Kaepernick, but he's not going to do it in any kind of demonstrative way. He's not going to do it.
Well, fine. He can air his opinions.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He's doing it in a more discreet,
and again,
subtle.
I go back and I say that my opinions are based on the fact is when you do it. Why would you choose to disrupt? I don't want a teammate of mine doing that to my focus.
You're going
to
jeopardize.
I don't want to show up and play football and have to live and move around and navigate through this politic. I don't want it. I want to go to work and I want to interact with my cohorts and study and work and get prepared and do what I'm being paid to do. And I don't want to have a guy say, what do you think of Broncos' opinions? I don't want to have to address someone else's laundry.
Do you think it's a lack of effectiveness of the coach by the people that are kind of...
Well, nobody, yes. It's a lack of leadership.
It's a leadership authority.
I'm not telling him he can't think what he thinks. He wants to think that, all those things are true. Let him think. But I'm not saying he hasn't got the right to do what he wants to do. But, you know, you don't have the right to just do anything you want to do in this country. There's consequences to everything that you do.
Oh, yeah, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That's the classic.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of the belief that if you feel strongly about something, fine, go work it out on your own time. Don't ask the fans. Why would you do that? I mean, here's the other thing. That's not the behavior that you want from your quarterback. That guy's supposed to be the leader of your team.
And you've played with some great quarterbacks.
Well, we all have, you know, at some point in time in life. But
you've seen the best.
But, you know, I don't – he's taking a very naive and ignorant position. You know, there's many truths that are going on here. His rights. No one's questioning his rights. I question his reason and common sense. I question how wise it is for a guy who's on the edge of not being on the team, who has failed as a quarterback over the last couple of years, to show up at work and have the brainstorm, I know what I'll do. I'll be a disruption. I won't stand for the national anthem. Okay, why won't I do that? Let's see. I'll have to figure something out. Oh, I know. It's because blacks are being pounded by white cops. That's what I'll do. This country treats blacks terribly. Oh, okay. That's what I'll do. Yeah, that makes sense to me. So on the league opener, the last preseason game of the year, I'm going to kneel down. I'm just going to sit down. I'm not going to stand up and honor the flag. And in the meantime, you've got people standing behind you paying a lot of dough to watch you perform. And those people, and there's people right now, you know, getting their heads blown off.
And
this jackass is sitting on his ass.
There's men and women in uniform, service people sitting there at the game.
It's a terrible insult, don't you think?
Well, it seems a little upsetting to think that somebody is so provocative in their thought that – upsetting.
It pisses me off, actually.
Yeah, well,
But what am I doing about it? You know, I have an opinion about it,
you were quite the outspoken character in your day, but you never brought it onto the field. If you had something, if you had, I guess, a chip on your shoulder or a beef, you would just maybe walk away from the crowd and just kind of gather your thoughts.
Well, isn't there a place and a time to do this stuff? I mean,
But nobody ever stopped you from saying what was on your mind.
Well, nobody tried to, many people don't have an opinion. They just tune out and just go to work. You can ask many people on the 49ers or around the league, and they'll say, you know, something, I don't even pay any attention to it, and that's fine. But the fact is, he's bringing the press, you know, to task, and we've got an issue here. And it's not fair to the team. It's not fair to the league. And again, my biggest complaint is no leadership within the league, within the commissioner's office. So that's that. And when we come back, we've got more, I believe.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more. We're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience. Proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Final segment of the sports show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn.
This is the final segment?
Final segment. Not a lot of time, Fred.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I've got a couple of things here. There is a fantastic LA Magazine article about the 70 Rams. Great insights and highlights from key players and legendary players. And I'm quoted in there. So if you want to get that, it's LA Magazine. I think it's out now. It came out in August. But it's from what I gather, and I was only interviewed for a short period of time. I have no idea. I have not seen it yet, but someone told me about it, so I'm passing it off on to you. LA Magazine article on the 70 Rams. It's great insight and highlights from key players and legendary players. So go out and get that.
How about those Rams?
You know, Tony Gamez, G-A-M-E-Z, writes in, I have a question. With everything that's going on with return of the Rams, why aren't you and Jack Youngblood more involved? In my opinion, your defensive line, you, Youngblood, Brooks, Fanning, were more dominant than the fearsome foursome. Well, we had our moments. Fearsome foursome was pretty good. But we had our moments. I think the 70 Rams defense, if you look, you'll see that from 1972 to 1979, 71, 79, that 10-year period in there, Rams led in most categories around the league. We dominated defensively. So that adds to your
good question.
That adds to your
good
question.
Comment.
Yeah, it's a good comment. And you know, the Rams, who could have ever guessed? The Rams' value doubled with the move to Los Angeles. They are now worth $2.9 billion. They went up from $1.45 billion last year. They moved. So when Georgia left the Rams, left L.A. for St. Louis, she destroyed the number two team in the market. And many people don't know this, but many people were upset about it. But they're back now, and they're worth $2.9 billion. Congratulations to Stan Kroenke.
Unbelievable. Let's hope they can do more than the goose egg next time around.
Well, we'll see. They got 15 more games, don't they?
Absolutely.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Folks, it's great to be with you always. Neighbor Paul, thanks for checking in with us. We're going to have Mike back in studio next week. And in the meantime, God bless. Take care. We'll see you next time.